Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Your national cash contest code word for 4 o'clock is STRIPE. STRIPE. Text the word STRIPE. STRIPE. Text that to 72881. STRIPE. STRIPE to 72881. That is your national cash contest code word for 430. Right now, we are celebrating anything but that baseball team day. We'll go back to talking about them tomorrow, but today we're talking about every other team that's not the Kansas City Royals. We had somebody on from the Kansas City Monarchs earlier today. We're working with them to set up a special day to go out there and watch them. We had somebody from Kansas, somebody from Missouri, somebody from K-State. We talked to somebody from Sporting Kansas City earlier today. I told Rob to get us a guest. We can talk women's soccer. We'll take them today. But we got to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs with none other than Pete Sweeney, the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internet. Pete, how's it going, my friend? It's been a while since I've seen you.
I know, C-Dow. We got to get together soon. I know we've been talking about it. We actually got to do it. I also heard that you guys are about to talk about the Phoenix Suns as well. So you really are covering all the bases
everything
here
today.
On non-baseball team day.
No, I'm talking about everything today. I wanted to have you on because there's a lot of kind of news and information that's coming out about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're the perfect person to talk about it with. Let's start with Tyrann Mathieu. Are you under the same impression that I am? I am 100% confident in Tyrann Mathieu signing a long-term extension with the team. I do not think whenever we are allowed to go watch this team at training camp in St. Joe, I do not think that this conversation will go unresolved. I fully expect Tyrann Mathieu to be under a new contract by the time this team gets ready to go to St. Joe.
I do. I agree. I felt worse about it when Tyrann Mathieu was tweeting and deleting and kind of saying he doesn't expect it. Who knows what he was hearing from his agent and who knows about the frustration. You know, this is still a business, and these are the times we remember that, where the team needs to find the right value, the player and the agent need to find the right value. And we've seen situations like this before in Kansas City with key players along the defense. Don't forget, like, Chris Jones, right before it got done, it was starting to get a little bit nasty, starting to get a little bit dicey. At that time, Chris Jones actually was referencing the opt-out, or I shouldn't say opt-out, but sit-out year of Le'Veon Bell, who we talked about from the weekend and was saying, maybe I'll sit out, so on and so forth. And then, guess what? That eventually got done. The Chiefs have $177. They're able to get something done with Travis Kelce. This is a key component to what they do on defense. He raises the level of the fellow defenders on this team, and he wants to play for another 8 to 10 years and has Hall of Fame aspirations. It feels like a no-brainer, and I tend to think, yeah, by the time this thing reconvenes, he'll be with the Chiefs long term.
Yeah, I think so too. I made this point earlier today. A lot of times in the NFL, it really comes down to two things. Does the team want you? Do you want to be there? And if both of those things line up, then more times than not, both sides will figure it out. And I genuinely believe that Tyrann Mathieu wants to retire a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's an under 30 all-pro safety. Why would they not want to sign him to a contract? This is a deal that gets done in a way that helps both sides.
Right, and I think just even his idea that he wants to continue playing at a high level for the second half, talking about Charles Woodson and wanting to change to number 21 for his 10th year, I just think that's something that you want to sign up for if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. And You're right. I think the tone was really different this morning where he was being really raw. And he usually is at the press conferences. You ask him a question and he'll tell you how he feels. And he doesn't want to leave Coach Merritt and Coach Madison and Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, he's had better years of his career. And I think the point that I really liked hearing from Tyron is he was open to admit, look, I played for two organizations already. I feel at home as a Kansas City Chief. I think he wants to go down. When you think of Tyron Matthew, they don't want to think you. He doesn't want you to think even about the purple and gold of LSU or the Arizona Cardinal red. He wants you to remember him winning Super Bowls, plural, in Kansas City. And I think that's a player that's desirable for the team.
Right now, we're talking to Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride, the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internet. Another thing that Tyron said today that was really interesting was about Mecole Hardman. I think you and I, for the most part, have kind of been in lockstep when it comes to Mecole Hardman. A big thing for me is just going to be simply moving up the depth chart. Like, we make fun of Sammy Watkins last year, and I certainly get why. He was not a healthy player for this team. He was on the field more than Mecole Hardman was last year. Like, their trust level, even with all the injuries that they had last year, he was still behind DeMarcus Robinson by a substantial margin. He was still behind Sammy Watkins, even though Watkins virtually missed the second half of the season. A big thing in my kind of confidence with Mecole Hardman is going to be their trust to put him on the field more.
Yeah, that was very interesting to me as well, because I think we started to look at Mecole Hardman, and I think rightfully so, as maybe more of what is this gadget-style weapon for the Chiefs, similar to and Hardman is better than these players, so I want to be careful here, but like almost in a glorified DeAnthony role, like a McCluster type guy. Again, better than that, but there's just so many mouths to feed on this team. I don't know if he is the traditional X, is what they want to replace Sammy Watkins as far as the size and weight goes, but I think there's a definite role for Hardman on this team. What's really interesting about him is I think he could probably be a suitable number two in a lot of different places in the league, but the Chiefs have so much talent there. And again, it's the size and weight type thing, which I think gives Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson, Cornell Powell, the rookie out of Clemson, a little bit more of the edge. I think Antonio Callaway is in that mix, but this definitely rose my eyebrows a little bit. Tyron Matthew went above and beyond, and I don't think he just would normally do that to say Mecole Hardman wants to make a difference this year. Again, it's tough because you know Travis Kelce's going to get his 1,000. You know Tyreek Hill is going to get his 1,000. And what's left is a lot of yards for the rest of the team to share. So in Kansas City, sometimes if you're after those guys, your yardage is not going to be the same as it would be elsewhere. And you got to be okay with that as a young player.
Pete, what player do you think has more pressure on him this year? Is it Mecole Hardman or Frank Clark?
Probably Frank Clark. And because, you know, you look at the receivers on this team and the buzz, I think, that's surrounding Clyde Edwards-Helaire, right? So it's Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce 1A, 1B as far as the production. I think Clyde is probably maybe even your next target after that, with the Chiefs wanting to use him more in the passing game. He's going to be running the football. You got some good running backs there. And then he's really going for the fourth option on this team as far as production-wise. Whereas Frank Clark, you are paying him that cap number. You are investing in him, so on and so forth, to be that guy. And I think now that he has some of those running mates, like his boy Jaron Reed from the Seahawks, where he had his best year of his career in 2018 and gets along really well with him. Derek Nnadi on the line. They're kicking Chris Jones now out to the other side. So they're not even really next to each other anymore, where maybe they would be easier to block. They have to end up picking a side. And a lot of people would say, okay, Chris Jones is probably a greater threat at this point. So Frank Clark is going to see a lot of one-on-ones. He's making that money. Now, to his credit, he was open the other day and saying, I didn't hit my goals in 2020. And he went as far as to say, my goal is 10-plus sacks, and I would love to get 15, and I would love to get 20. I think he knows what this year means for both his NFL career and Chiefs career. And the pressure, to me, when you're looking at those two guys, Clark and Hardman, to me, Clark is the easy answer there.
To quote the urban philosopher Jay-Z, we don't believe you. You need more people. I'm tired of this wolfing and huffing when it comes from Frank Clark. Like, bro, just go prove it on the field. Because last year when we asked you about production, you were saying you don't care about sacks. It's just about winning games and going to the Super Bowl. Now you're going to get 15 sacks? Like, bro, pick one.
I'm with you. I think there's been some mixed messaging there. What is always something to watch with Clark, and we watch it in training camp each and every year and then throughout the season, is sometimes he'll come down with these stomach issues, and it really, I think, gets him off what is a good groove when he's in the season or in training camp. So we're always taking attendance when we're up at training camp and wondering if Clark is going to be participating that day. I think getting a good start and being there for most of the training camp days and feeling like he's in shape and not having any of those stomach type of issues or any injuries that come up will be good for him. It just sometimes has felt over the past year or so that it's just been tough for him to stay truly healthy, and I think that's impacted him as well.
Right now we're talking to Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride for a couple of more minutes, just kind of going over some of the key stuff from this OTA period. Last thing here, and it's related to Frank Clark, is about Chris Jones and his move to the outside. I think the Chiefs have taken a pretty clear stance. I kind of look at what happened with Bashaud Breeland and them not bringing back that contract as, I think the Chiefs are a little bit cash strapped here. Like, I don't think that they're going to make a significant move the rest of the way. I think they might look at the waiver wire and pick somebody up for cheap, but if you weren't willing to pick up that contract for Bashaud Breeland, then I just don't think that you're adding salary now at this point. And with what they've said about Chris Jones over the last week, I think the plan is going to be Frank Clark on one side, Jaron Reed, and then a rotation of Wharton, possibly Colin Saunders, Derek Nnadi, those guys, and then Chris Jones is going to play a lot of DN this season. I think he's their second pass rusher.
Without a doubt, and I think that changed this week. I mean, we put Chris Jones at the podium, and I was happy to get the first question, and he answered, and he said, look, thank God I finally got my chance. He even mentioned Dee Ford and Justin Houston. That's not a player that's going to be just, like, rotating. That sounds like a position change, a primary position change for Chris Jones, and to me, I think that's something that we can look forward to. And yes, I do feel like the Chiefs have been really careful with their money. Don't forget, they do have that contract for Patrick Mahomes that's going to kick in here soon with some of those salary cap numbers, so they're being smart with their value. I think if they feel like the defensive line is cooking, that makes it so much easier for the rest of your secondary, and that's where Tyrann Mathieu and that contract extension comes into play, because if he's around, then I think some of these younger, rawer players play better, and so that'll be key. And I also think when it comes to the Breeland thing, like, maybe they were ready to move on because of the money, maybe some locker room things, who exactly knows. But I also think it says something about their confidence in two players, DeAndre Baker and then Mike Hughes, who they acquired from the Minnesota Vikings. It ended up being kind of like a trade between the Vikings and the Chiefs with the signing and the trade for Hughes. And I think they feel like they have a pretty good room there. And again, if you are getting pressure up front and you are winning on first down and you are putting people into what are considered one-dimensional situations, then your secondary is going to be at such more of an advantage. And I think the Chiefs are counting on that defensively.
Pete, last thing here. What got more hits for you? Was it actual Chiefs football news, or was it the announcing of the Madden cover this week?
I'm looking at our traffic right now. I've pulled it up. People want to see who is absent from mandatory minicamp. That's our number one article today.
And everybody basically is there, right? Like, now we're at the point where everybody was there. Because I know Clark wasn't there for a while. Neither was Charvarius Ward.
Right.
Basically, everybody healthy is there.
Right. Kyle Long we know about. Armani Watts was not there. And then Martinez Rankin
he got cut,
there,
though.
And reports are they kicked him off the team. So, now we're just down to two of those. And then DeAndre Baker, I did hear that the expectation is for him to be ready by camp. It seems like they're easing him along.
That is my guy, Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internet. Pete, I haven't got a chance to tell you. I listened to Ron the Show Hughley and BK's podcast. I love it, man. Really good stuff over there you guys are doing at Arrowhead Pride.
Yeah, thank you. We are rebuilding, relocking, reloading our podcast channel. You can catch Show and BK. We drop that at 9 a.m. on Friday, so that'll be tomorrow. They record that tonight. And by the way, C-Dot, I got to just correct you, and I hate to do it. I know you're a born and bred KC guy, and I'm sort of an import, but the peanut over Wings Cafe all day, baby.
Bye, Pete.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.